I want to tell you Mr. Stonecipher's story. Our founder and former CEO is Mr. Harlan C. Stonecipher. He is the son of a sharecropper, born on dirt floors, no running water, no electricity. All his parents wanted for him, was like our parents wanted for us, was to go to school, get good grades, get a good job, which is what he did. And he went out and became a school teacher, and he found out school teachers don't make much money, so he had to do something else in the evening. He became an insurance salesman. He's driving his car down the road. He gets in a terrible automobile accident. It's not his fault. And even though it's not his fault and the other person got the ticket, they were at fault, that person turned around and sued Mr. Stonecipher. And that's where the idea was born. Because he says, I've got car insurance to get me a new car, right? I've got life insurance in case I die. I've got health insurance to take care of my medical bills. What he didn't have was $3,000 to pay his attorney in this lawsuit that's frivolous in nature. Now, if you get sued and it's frivolous, does it just go away because it's frivolous? No. What do you have to do? Defend yourself or you lose by default. And that's what happened to Mr. Stonecipher. He gets sued. So he has to hire an attorney. It's $3,000. Doesn't sound like a lot of money, but this was 1969. You know what you could buy for $3,000 in 1969? A brand new Ford Mustang. Wouldn't that be fun? Ford Mustang, $3,000 cash, you're done. He didn't have the money. He had to mortgage the house. He had to do all these things just to defend himself in this lawsuit that was frivolous in nature. He wins the court case. His attorney walks up to him and says, congratulations, you won. What did he really win? Nothing happened. They proved what they all knew before they went into the courthouse that day. So he has this idea, oh my gosh, I wonder if there's a company out there where you can pay a small monthly fee, and if you ever need to use an attorney, it will be prepaid for. It'll all be paid for. Does that make sense to everybody? So he goes on this nationwide search. He finds out there's nothing in America that would do that. Does that sound like opportunity for y'all? I mean, that sounds like a massive opportunity, and it is right now almost $500 million a year, and we haven't even scratched the scratch yet. So he starts the company. And imagine this. When times get hard for you in Legal Shield, I want you to remember this story. Mr. Stonecipher has this idea. Okay, so I need attorneys and I need customers. So he goes and says, wakes an attorney up that's on a park bench, sleeping under a newspaper, okay? Wakes him up. Look, I know you're a terrible attorney, but I need an attorney. I mean, do you think he went to the largest law firms in the country to start this idea out? No. They would have laughed him out of town. So he just goes and gets any attorney that he can get and says, look, here's the concept. They go, well, I'm not doing much. Sounds good. So he goes, okay, stay there. Then he goes over here and says, hey, I got this idea. You pay a little bit per month. Maybe it was $7, $8, $9, $10 back then. Not sure what it was. And you can call an attorney. And they go, okay, great. So he's got a member. Okay, and now he's hoping this works. Okay, and so he calls and the attorney doesn't do it right. And so he quits. And the attorney calls Mr. Stonecipher and says, hey, nobody's calling me. You didn't pay me last month. He goes, well, that's because all our members quit because you didn't give them good service. Well, hey, you hired me. You know, you're the one who woke me up off the park bench. You know, okay, well, that's not working. Hold on. So he goes and he gets another attorney and says, hey, this is the concept. The attorney goes, I'll try it. Okay, hold right there. Goes over here, says, hey, I've got this idea. I got this attorney, $10 a month, whatever it is. Makes sense? Great. Signs him up. If it didn't work for them, they quit. There's no money to pay the attorneys. The attorney quits. Hey, are you open to some extra income? I know you're an attorney. You know, you're sacking groceries right now, and I don't know why, but that doesn't matter. Here's what matters. I've got an opportunity for you, and I just need you to answer some phone calls. And he goes, eh, sounds good. I'll try it. And this was his life for a decade. Can you imagine? So when your business isn't getting up and running all of a sudden, just remember what he had to do to put this thing together for us. And then just as he gets it going, guess what? He runs out of money. He can't pay payroll. So he has to mortgage. He takes his wife's furniture and sells it all so that he can make payroll. He's never missed payroll. We've never missed payroll in 40 years. He just wouldn't do it. So that's how it all got started. Well, okay, things are going okay. Now we're up and running again. And the American Bar Association tries to shut him down. You can't do that. Well, why can't I do that? And they fight and fight and fight, and he wins that battle. And then insurance commissioners get involved, and they try to shut him down. You can't do this. This is kind of an insurance product. Well, not really. What we say it is. And they try to shut him down, and he fights and fights and fights, and he wins that battle. I have this as a belief. Y'all can take it or leave it, but I believe that Legal Shield has a destiny. I believe that. With everything that's in me. Because if you read the story, you'll be astounded at what he had to go through to get his business up and running. And now we have the biggest and the best attorneys in the country. They're fighting to be a part of the Legal Shield Network. They're fighting to be a part of the Legal Shield Network because here's how it works. What are the numbers in Utah? What do we pay? Do y'all know what we pay the attorneys here in Utah? Okay, about $150,000 a month is what our attorneys get. Whether they get one call or 100 calls or 1,000 calls, they're going to get $150,000 a month. In Southern California, where I was a regional vice president for a while, they are earning $1.5 million a month, one law firm. If you were getting $1.5 million a month, would you answer the phone? Would you keep the customers happy?
Absolutely.
Would you return their phone calls super fast?
Yep.
Yeah. And that's how this thing works now. Didn't used to work that way. It works that way now. One of our law firms back east, this is what he told me. He said, Chris, you know what I've done? I said, what? He said, I've fired all my other clients. Isn't that interesting? He said, I believe so much in Legal Shield and where we're headed, I fired every other client that I have. He goes, you know how many clients I have now? I said, how many? He goes, one. You know who it is? I said, who? Legal Shield. It's his only client. He's got a giant firm. Isn't that a cool thing? So we are so blessed to be in this business. And let me take this a little bit further to say that this business has a destiny. When the business went flat back in the 80s or 90s, a guy by the name of John Hale, back in the 80s, a guy by the name of John Hale comes in and says, hey, Mr. Stonecipher, y'all aren't doing this right. Because the way they used to do it back then is they'd just hire salespeople and they'd send salespeople out to sell this. This guy, John Hale, comes in and says, you need to do this network marketing style. Mr. Stonecipher says, no, I don't like that stuff, right? Like some of us that raised our hands. No, I don't like that stuff. Look, the only reason you don't like it is because you don't understand it. If you understood it, you'd be begging me to do what I want to do. So they talked it out, and he goes, look, here's the agreement. I don't want you to be with, I think it was 300 or 500 miles. You couldn't be within 500, was it 500? You can't be within 500 miles of Ada, Oklahoma, which is where our headquarters is. And we also have a Dallas office today. But you can't be within 500 miles. And if there's any problems, I'm shutting it down. And in a matter of, I believe, a year, maybe two, they did more business, significantly more business with that arm of the company than they had done in all the years up to that point. So he created this incredible, incredible success. Well, here's what happened then. They had so much success that they ran out of money. So you know what Mr. Stonecipher had to do? Broke his heart. He had to tell all the associates in the company, I'm sorry, but we're out of money and I can't pay you the way I've been paying you. And everybody but a guy by the name of Ken Moore quit. They all quit. They all went somewhere else. A guy by the name of Ken Moore said, Mr. Stonecipher, I'll stay with you through thick and thin. You pay me whatever you can pay me, but I'm not quitting. We're going to work this out. And he stayed through, and here's what happened. They had so many memberships on the books that even though they were tens of millions of dollars in debt, they had all these memberships on the books, and they kept renewing and renewing and renewing and renewing, and it paid off all their debt. Now they're debt-free, cash-rich. They turned the advance commissions back on, went out and rounded up all those people again, and now we're back in business. But then it's flat again. And then they meet a guy by the name of Dave Savola. And Dave Savola says, hey, I can turn this thing on fire. And Dave Savola does, and he became our number one money earner. Made 100-something thousand his first year, 200,000 his second year, a million his third. That'd be enough, right? So that's what I mean, destiny. It's like this, there's so many of these things that have just happened to not only keep the business afloat, but to create this incredible momentum. Let me tell you another story. In 1998, our company bought another company called TPN. We bought that company, and with that company, we got all of their distributors. They called them distributors in their company. Do you know who some of the distributors were that came from that company into our company? How about Brian Carruthers? How about Darnell Self? How about Patrick Shaw, Frank and Teresa Coyne, John Hoffman? I could go on and on. I mean, we got so much talent in that merger. They come in, and we explode to about $400 million a year, right? And then it kind of teeters off a little bit. And then we partner with the number one risk management company on planet Earth, Kroll, with this thing called identity theft. And how many of you were at that convention when they launched? Any of you? Oh, I was, okay, a couple of us. About 10 years ago, they launched this identity theft product. And I'm thinking to myself, what in the heck is identity theft? We were so far ahead of it, but now we have this identity theft product to market. Then, a couple years ago, a company by the name of MidOcean comes along. Anybody heard of them? Okay, MidOcean comes along. MidOcean is an investment company. They look for companies like Jenny Craig, right? Like Isotoner Gloves, like Bushnell Binoculars, like LA Fitness. And they look for these companies. These are companies that they've all bought or own today. They buy them, they rebrand them, restructure, reposition in the marketplace to create a household name. They took a look at Legal Shield. They could not believe it. We're a New York Stock Exchange company. They're like, you guys, how does everybody not have this product? So they scooped us up for $650 million. They've repositioned this, rebranded us, doing all of those things. That's where we sit today. That is the opportunity that's sitting in front of you today. And that's what I mean, that Legal Shield has a destiny.